Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 5th, 2023. And I'm going to go into something that a listener, a viewer, has been talking about for ages, just ages. And it's a hard one to get through to people. So I want you to all forgive me for maybe being repetitive here, but certain things just don't change, and here we go. This particular listener or viewer has been watching on my website, There Is a Way, and the programs that I did way back in the 80s, and I was on a panel discussion, and it was about, you know, how your family is milking you for money. That's just the best way to put it. And what you should do if they're milking you for money. And you know, these kind of things are just, to me, so pedestrian. But, you know, I had to answer the question and, you know, do my thing. This is one of those. Now, listen to this. This comes from Kathy in San Bernardino, California. How do I get my kids, my grandkids, to see the light, not make the same mistakes that I did? She wants them to see the light and not make the same mistakes she did. Okay, babe, here's the deal. They have every right to make as many mistakes as they need to make. I understand this. I have a stepchild that just does nothing but make one mistake after another. He just does what he is impulsed to do, and that's all he knows to do. He's trying to keep his head above water, and I would imagine your kids and your grandkids are trying to keep their heads above the metaphoric waters. And if that is true, which I'm sure it is, and they're indulged and embraced by their biology, they're going to do what they're going to do that makes, quote, unquote, sense to them. And there's nothing you can think, say, or do to change all of that. Now, if you read the book Behave by Robert Sapolsky, that would help you. But I am sure you won't read it because it's pretty medical. And it has a lot of interesting points to it, but you got to get through a lot of the heavy stuff. So let me just say this to you. They're acting out of their biology. They're acting out of the heritage that includes you, my dear, by the way, dear Kathy, your heritage, your genetics, and it is all coming together inside of them and forming the way it does. And it makes up their behavior. That's why he calls the book Behave. We have certain behaviors that are just catalytic to our our genetic backgrounds. And that's all we can do as human beings. Now, when a person decides that they are sick of this sickness of living according to the dictates of their impulses and their biology, when they've had enough, then something can happen. You have to wait, Kathy, till they come to you and ask for help. Don't offer help that they didn't ask you for. Let them go through what they have to go through. It is the providence of their lifetime that you are dealing with their fate, their destiny, their karma. You and I don't know their karma. And so how can we tell them, no, don't do this, no, do that, and avoid all this suffering? They don't see it that way. So I've had many, many people who have done terrible things to others. You have probably done that as well. You've had people do terrible things to you, Kathy, as you mentioned in your email. But you have to understand they're acting out of their biology. They're acting impulsively from their biology. And we don't want to think of ourselves as an animal, but we are animals. We say and do things that are absolutely terrible. We don't know it because it's become the norm of our life and the norm of society. So if everybody's doing it, nobody can see it. You know, it's just something we all do. You know, it's like we all think and we all have our political views and our religious views and our social views. We have all these things going on inside of our heads, and they are created in our body, in the endorphins, in the frontal lobe, the reptilian mind, the oxytocins that are going through our brain and influencing us. There's so many things that you don't understand. You have to love them where they are. You have to be the love that you profess to be or want to be. As Gandhi said, we have to be that which we want to see in the world. You have to be that which you want to see in your children and your grandchildren. You have to be an inspiration to them. And if you're not an inspiration to them, if you cannot live in the modality of a higher state of being, a higher consciousness, what will happen to you? They'll look at you and say, well, grandma's doing it and grandpa's doing it. And, you know, they did it and, you know, la, 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 la. All on it goes. Don't try to save people. Love them. Love them where they are. It's easy for me to love those who agree with me. It's not so easy to love those in the human sense that don't. What reward have you if you only love them that love you, as Jesus said? What reward have you? That is a very important point. You have no reward. So look at them as people who have come into your life to stretch your mentality a little bit, to get you beyond the confines of your genetic heritage, to give up the idea of what that you think of as right and wrong, good and bad. Go beyond it all. Start to live beyond it all. Start to live in the freedom of the heart. And love them from your heart, no matter what they do. You have to live with people to understand they know not what they do. Now, I'm going to give you the Greg Penn Four Noble Truths. And these are to be taken tongue-in-cheek. And if you understand them in tongue-in-cheek, this will help you. If you don't understand them tongue-in-cheek, then you'll be more confused. First of all, no good deed goes unpunished in this world, Kathy. So no matter what you do for them, it's going to be difficult. Okay? Nobody likes you anyway. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how good it might be, nobody likes you anyway. What did Margaret Thatcher say? If I walked on the water, they would criticize me for not being able to swim. There you are. Okay? You understand that? You can't teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig. You can't teach people who aren't ready to move, to move into consciousness, to see the bigger picture. You just, you can't do it, no matter what you may think, say, or do. So the last one is no good thing lasts long in this world. And you must understand that. No good thing does. How can it with the kind of people that we are? Now, once you understand all of these things, tongue in cheek, and you have a sense of humor about it, and you realize they're going to do what they're going to do, and I'm just going to have to love them as is, then you enter into another sphere, a higher state of, let's say, presence of mind. And you can see that what is important isn't what they do, because what they do is destined and predestined by themselves. You don't know who they really are in consciousness. So what you and I really have to do is just love them the way they are and do everything you can to help them when they ask, and to be to them a light, to live what you want them to learn. That would be very helpful both to you and to them. And you can do this. You have to change the way you operate on the inside of yourself, from that of discouragement to that of acceptance. Ugh, hard stuff. Anyway, thank you for your email, and I was honored to have you do this. I love you dearly for it. Thank you all for listening. If you have any questions, greg@inspired.org. You can do it anytime you like. Just email me. Have a wonderful one, and I will be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.